This building housed a disco prior to the COVID pandemic. But the lockdown and Argentina's already shaky economy forced owner Sebastián Nil to adapt. He has now filled the room with machines used to mine cryptocurrencies. He's not only doing it for himself, but also for those who want to invest.
In the beginning, it was very complicated and hidden. They sent us an email address and we checked if it was valid. There were no phone apps. Now everyone wants to do it. We rent space and the handling of the machines, and we have to separate the farms because of heat and energy required to operate.
And it's proven a success. Nil has expanded, establishing mining farms all around Buenos Aires. They're located in restaurants and on rooftops with a growing list of clients.
Cryptocurrencies have become a way for people in Argentina to protect themselves from endless economic crises that include inflation, devaluation, and now capital control. This cryptocurrency farms use enormous amounts of electricity, and they're profitable here in Argentina because energy is relatively cheap if compared to other countries in the region.
Argentina is trying to recover from the economic effects of the pandemic. It's also about to close a $40 billion debt agreement with the International Monetary Fund to stabilize the economy. But many fear the medicine could be worse than the disease.
There is no agreement with the IMF without adjustments. So this protest is the beginning of a series of movements we will do to reject whichever agreement our country and our president signs with the IMF.
President Alberto Fernández says they're trying to close a deal that won't affect Argentina's most vulnerable citizens. He also says an agreement is essential to get the economy out of the red. Economists say a deal is necessary to give Argentina credibility in international markets.
The political survival instinct, I believe, will make the government close a deal. Argentina's macroeconomy and all the problems we face cannot resist another crisis. The agreement with the IMF is the only tool. The government has to stabilize the economy and generate expectations, which is what the country needs.
Argentina has had over 20 agreements with the IMF, and people here have gotten used to living in crisis. And that's why they have started to find alternatives like cryptocurrency mining, that they hope will protect them from the fluctuations and instability of the economy at home. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Buenos Aires.